on Tales from Moxferry, Azrael's minion Bestivus came to the demigods, letting them know that the god of retribution and possible enemy, Ultio, was having tryouts for something. The party entered the different events. Brimstone chose to ignore the rules of the competition of self-defense and attacked his opponent, and when tasked with raising the morale of frightened and disheartened troops, Milana murdered them all and raised them as undead. Nuek, though, was able to successfully lead a simulated force against enemy goblins and defeat them. Finally, Azrael made two allies out of foreign dignitaries through threats and unsubtle negotiations.
So you all had recently, since our last break, had all taken a trial.
And had great success.
Nailed them.
I got a perfect score. I did not get hit once.
Look forward to my meeting with the demigod.
I feel like that armor would have fallen apart regardless of how much damage I put on it.
We're all fantastically intelligent. Aced it.
Just to be clear, if we do get to meet this demigod dude, what do we want from him?
I don't know. I kind of want to see what he's all about, but I already can tell he's kind of a wuss. All that oil is for show.
Can't even oil himself.
Grisa!
My idea of self-defense is to not attack, and it's to run around in a circle and pretend, and, you know, until the armor gets tired, and then I win.
You could have done that.
I could have also taken one of the cleric guys and held him as a hostage and be like, here you go, attack this guy. And they would have been like, stop. And then I would have won. There's so many options. But
his idea of a concentration of force is not to divide your forces. I mean, the fuck?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Brimstone disagrees with this man. He thought he'd be cooler. All that oil's just for show.
Yeah. So back to the actual question. I think we're trying to figure out if he wants to murder us. And or if he doesn't want to murder us by the end of this encounter,
can he be useful to us?
Yeah,
that sounds about right to me.
So question for you all, like, you all can take another trial if you want, or just a mixing of you all, or you can just let your results ride pretty much, because I'm going to take the best results of whatever
I want.
I want to do flexibility.
I want to do flexibility too.
I want to see what his I want to see what retribution is, because I kind of want to understand a little bit more about, because I feel like we really are kind of getting an inside look of what he's about through these trials, as dumb as they are. Sorry, not aiming this at you, Josh. Character. He's just, but yeah, I want to see what his retribution's about. So that's what Brimstone's going to go for.
I'm going to ride on the coattails of my success.
I think I've already got maxed out my success, so this is just for fun.
Yeah, same. Flexibility, please. Can Gerlach and I go together?
Sure, we could probably for a time-wise. Who wants to go first?
Flexibility.
All right, flexibility.
I bet you they're going to make us do the limbo.
Limbo. Jumping jacks.
I'm stretching, and you hear the crick, crack, 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 crack of my bones and joints. Very flexible.
So you all have to go to a...
Bouncy castle?
We could do that. We'll all go to a bouncy castle. No. So you all go to a slightly, like, you go to a warehouse as well. And it's a maroon warehouse. And you go in, and there are a few people here as well. And I guess we can just go in together. It's not really supposed to go in together, but whatever.
We're one now.
Hey, right. Show some flexibility in this.
I basically flexible. We're challenging the challenge now.
All right, and they're like, "All right, George and Meg." George and
Meg. Okay. You say that with a strange tone in your voice.
And
are you incensing them or holy symboling them?
Holy symboling them.
Okay.
My ruler is my holy symbol.
So you go in and you enter into pretty much a battle zone that's happening right away. And you see in front of you, like, you have men at your disposal, but most of them are already in combat with other people around you. It's pretty much chaotic. And you two see coming right for you a black dragon. What do you do?
Man,
it's coming right for us, like immediately.
Yeah. It's like flying, like.
I go invisible.
Yeah, I disappear.
Bonsoir, mon ami.
Fuck you, dragon.
So the dragon just kind of just a strafe. I'll make it roll at least.
Do you see the dragon looking over its shoulder like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to make it roll.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Oh, I actually feel
we're invisible. Okay.
So yeah, it does a strafe, and yeah, you kind of like see it look behind, and it's like, what the fuck? And so it's going to keep on going. And then all of a sudden, the land that you're standing on shifts, and it actually starts accelerating upwards like it's a fissure as the land is separating. What do you do?
I'm not standing on it, so I'm flying, so I just fly away from this fissure area.
Yeah, so it starts rising quickly. Is there a goal to this place? Can we see anything that looks like we're accomplishing?
Be flexible.
I guess that is a good point. I think I should have instilled upon you that in the long run, you're supposed to kill the... originally, it was instilled upon you. You're supposed to kill the black dragon.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well... What? I lure the how fast is this going up?
It's not super fast.
Oh, okay. So I can't make it squish the dragon between the wall of this building.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. No, I was going to be like, over here, dragon! But I'm not going to do that.
I'm assuming the dragon is a worthy foe.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in this room?
As soon as you enter in the room, it becomes like a big battle space. Like, the walls are gone. You're in a...
Oh, we're in a holodeck.
Yeah, pretty much a holodeck.
There's no weapons? There's nothing else in here?
You see weapons of fallen comrades all around as they are fighting kobolds.
Oh, are there comrades that are dead down there?
Yes.
I raise them.
Okay.
So I have an army. They kill the dragon, is what I say to them.
All right. Ending. What do you do, Gerlach?
I'm wondering if I can teleport on top of that dragon.
Sure.
Step out into the shadows and... appear in the shadows between his ears. I don't
mm-hmm,
know.
You do? You do it. Is that an action to do that?
It is an action. Passing okay. Sight unseen is an action.
All right. Well, Fragon doesn't notice you on its head. Milana, as you're telling your undead to take aim at the dragon, the fissure keeps on separating and separates in a horizontal fashion as well. And all of a sudden you see a whole bunch of rust monsters start flooding into the battlefield.
Okay. Basically, I want all the dead people to start filling into the dragon's mouth. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to have them fill his belly.
All right.
So if any chance they can get in there, they're going to be diving into his mouth.
The rust monsters start dissolving your undead's equipment.
That's fine. How many undead are in here?
20 is fine for right now.
I want to see a dragon choke on 20 skeleton corpses cramming in themselves down.
Right. You're probably going to have to roll something for them.
Okay. Then what would you like me to roll? Well, I have to roll d20, but...
Yep. Probably use your casting ability.
Oh my god, I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, okay. What does this look like?
So basically, I'm assuming that like the rust monsters are coming out, and did Gerlach get on top of...
Yeah, I'm riding the dragon head.
I think the dragon feels that something is on the back of its head and is like reaching around to get it. And then so he gets onto the ground, the dragon does. Sure. Like that's like he's no longer flying. And so this is when my dead undead start crawling up its body and then going into the mouth of the dragon and filling its throat.
All right. Roll your damage. Is it d10, right?
That's nasty.
7.
Not 10. A pleasant way 4. To go. It's
yeah.
Like, 4 points. Whew, that's a lot.
Like ants,
yeah,
crawling into a carcass that's not quite dead yet, I suppose.
All right, go ahead, Gerlach. Do your attack or whatnot.
So I have this murder ability, and I don't know that there's any way to miracle it up a little bit, because I realize this: I can instantly murder any single creature within sight, but it has fewer maximum hit dice than 1/2 their level. I don't know how many hit dice a dragon has, but I'm wondering if.
Yeah.
Can I miracle it to increase that level there?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Nah, damn it. And I guess the only thing I can really do is just stab it, I guess. Yeah, if it's surprised, if it doesn't know I'm there, which is why I was shaking my head violently. Mm-hmm. I get to do maximum damage to it.
You can do that.
Yes. Yeah, so I pop out my two my dual daggers, and I'm just going to stab it right in the eyes.
Cool. And as you do that, it between choking on undead and then getting impaled, it collapses. And as it does so, it explodes into a black void. I'll need you both to roll me a evasion.
Is this a black void in a good sense for me or a bad sense?
Bad sense. Well, maybe toss up for Gerlach, not toss up for Milana.
I was supposed to roll under my number?
Over.
Over. Yes. I rolled an 11. I have a 10.
All right.
I'll try and make an evasion. I rolled a 7. My final save number was a 10, so that doesn't sound like I did very well.
No, you do not.
I will just teleport away if it's going to be bad. I mean, do I need to spend an effort for that?
Yeah, you have to spend an effort.
Or spend some of those lovely bits?
Yeah, either one.
Oh, yeah, we got bits.
Doing the bits. All right, and so, yeah, thunk, you also get out of the way, and you avoid the rest of the scenario. But that way, as you both like thunk away
so
from
as I feel the void rippling around me, can I go home?
Kind of weird, but okay. And as you do so, like everything seems to stop, like the simulation stops. You turn around, and there's people just clapping in some razors. And the clerical person comes out, and like at this whole time, like all the void is pot like in suspended animation. The rust monsters are suspended animation. All the other stuff is like just stopped in place. And clerical person's like, "Yeah, that seems like flexibility to me. Great job.
Right. I could show you some real flex. Oh, I mean, yes, thank you. I felt very flexible.
Use the resources that are around you. I always say, reduce, reuse, recycle. Goodbye."
Yeah.
You know, my brother bought a Necromancer shirt at Gen Con that has that that logo on it. With
yes, good. See, yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great minds think alike and all.
All right, does Brimstone or Big Bull do anything?
I'll take that retribution trial, unless Big Bull wants to go for something.
No, you go ahead.
All right. Okay.
Yet again, you come to this fenced off place in the grounds,
mm-hmm.
and they're always like, you know, they say an eye for an eye. Let's see that eye for an eye.
Well, you know what I say, you know, eye for like the whole thing. That's me. You know, that's the Brimstone way. So you could say I'm really gonna get this one and we're gonna do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still a little flustered after the last trial I took. So see ya. And then I go out there.
Yeah. So you enter in yet again. As soon as you appear, you see in front of you pretty much a large minotaur. And they charge you.
A large minotaur?
That's not Newek.
Does it look like Newek? What does this minotaur look like? Describe this minotaur.
This minotaur is black, really short fur, has a big nose ring, has on close similar to Ultulio's.
So it's distinctly
man here. All I'm hearing is Newek here. Like,
does he stink, Newek?
Brimstone kind of goes, "Oh, this again," and I just start trying to outrun this bull. I'm just gonna start running a circle. I'm not gonna fight it. Screw it. We'll see how long I can go for.
It just keeps on chasing.
That's fine. I can keep on running. Okay. I got the alacrity as a word. That's
right. I'm gonna roll the hit then. You miss.
Haha. Brimstone kind of laughs. He's like, I can't really do my vengeance cool stuff without, well, I guess I could go with conditional forgiveness, but then I have to put effort for the day. I have to use two of my, did you hit me? What?
Yeah, I hit you for 2.
Oh no. Brimstone says, "Oh no." And then I guess since now it's
you've activated my trap card.
I will go ahead and activate. Do I want Furious Counter-Strike or do I want Bloody Vengeance? I'll just activate both. All right. So that's just 2 effort for this scene. So I got 1 effort left.
All right.
And so for that last attack, I'll go ahead and hit. and just do max damage, it sounds like. So that's 4 damage on this bull for hitting me that one time. But at this point, with those things active, this becomes less of like a fight and more like whose HP drops first.
Right. And yeah, like, well, yeah, what does it look like as you just like counter it once?
I counter it once. Like, it gave me a good, I imagine Brimstone's like running around and this Minotaur fed up with him kind of like charges him like a bull would and tries to get him with the horns, maybe hits him, but tosses him around. And Brimstone's like, ah, crap. So they're like, Brimstone like kind of like hits the ground and does a roll. He kind of does like not an acrobatic roll, but like a tumble where he's facing the bull again. And he charges it and hits it with his head. Like just does the exact same thing the bull does. Like the head charge, hits this bull right in the head for max damage, and it's just then it becomes a slugfest of sorts.
For every hit, you hit it back and you beat this Minotaur into submission, and the crowd goes wild. Like, that's exactly what we're looking for. Woo!
Woo! And Brimstone's like, yeah! And he throws up the horns. You know, he's like, yeah! Oh, yeah! Heck yeah! He's like, that's my kind of challenge. And he's like, yeah. Self-defense one was still bullshit. Yeah, so what do I get? Did I do the best? Am I the best? I say to the player.
Yeah, they're like, that was really good.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's it for Brimstone's challenge.
All right, Big Bull.
Yeah, we cut to Big Bull, who's on the Retribution witty one-liner stage with the superimposed crowd.
Okay.
And he says, so instead of your holy symbol being a stand-in for your ruler, his ruler was a stand-in for his holy symbol, huh? Huh?
There's one man.
I get it.
Anyway, offensive action. I mean, I was really tempted to say surprise.
Yeah.
Really tempted because it'd be fun.
So you enter in. This is a cordon off area as well in the grounds. And they're like, all right, Big Bull. Good luck. And as you enter, you see in front of you a great purple sandworm. I don't think it'd be purple anymore. And you see like, pretty much you see it as a rumble and it pops up and it's all these rows of teeth are pointed at you.
Yep.
What do you do?
You catch it. Like, you know, hold the jaws.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's like a strength check to do that.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, he's right. Might. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you do?
I will, at that point, I guess I will... didn't think this far.
I like to think Newegg's actually doing that as he's holding his jaws. He's like, I didn't think this far ahead.
I didn't think it would work.
What is step two?
Okay. The action I would like to take from a, you know, I will tell you what I'd like to do. You tell me how to do it. Got the jaws held open. I would like to run into the sandworm's mouth and then like burst out of the side of it.
All right. That'll just be an attack.
That is a 15 plus 7. That's a 22.
Yeah, you do it.
Good.
So are you just like holding the mouth and inverting it is what you're doing?
Well, basically I'm holding the mouth and then like let go. And before it snaps, I run inside, run down the inside the mouth and then and like push my way through it. And that's my offensive action.
Brutal.
Gross.
Yeah, you come out just covered in like brown ichor. Mm-hmm. Cool. And dark blood, pretty much. And everyone's just kind of like mouth agape, surprised at a single motion.
I knew I should have done surprise!
And sure enough, you own that sandworm. Everyone has crushed it.
Crushed it again, you mean?
Yeah, the first time was really good.
Yeah. Lots of crushing of it.
Oh, yeah. You went from a mixed success to a pass, George.
No, I nailed it.
100%. I mean, there's...
Murder's the way.
Right. We did a great job. I don't know what they're grading off of or what their rubric is, but it's a flawed.
Yeah. clearly, they need to update their manual.
They're training their people wrong.
Here to tell you, if you want some murdering done, that seems to be the best way to do it.
Nailed it. We're all high-fiving each other. Right. Slapping each other's butts.
How did best of us do?
You throw up?
No, I was going to say we throw up our graduation caps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
freeze frame.
Freeze frame, yeah.
He took on economy of effort. And he did fine. He got like a mixed success. Not the best, not the worst.
All right. He's not really a goddamn, so.
No. But he's at least semi-competent in something. So you're all like cheering in the locker room afterwards, whipping yourself with towels, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
No, I said slapping butt, not whipping each other with towels.
Okay, slapping butts.
It would be really terrifying to see Gerlach in the locker room.
And Milana.
Smack you with the towel now.
Have you ever seen a skeleton with a wrapping of skin over it? Yeah, not
yes,
pretty.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen a distended, rotting child, gross, ugh,
no.
Jaw,
no.
Eyes?
No, I haven't.
All of that, just the withered jerky.
Aha, put your towel back on.
So you all are high-fiving all that jazz, and a more well-to-do person, like they're actually in armor, they have like a symbol on them and everything. They're like, I believe you have passed what is necessary to have an audience with Ultio.
That is correct. We nailed it.
Yeah, we did great. I wave my holy symbol at him.
Ultio. Surprise! And let's stuff him in a locker.
Exactly.
Is his name Otulio? Otulio?
Ultio.
Ultio is
like ultimate only.
Ultio is so lucky to be able to get to meet us.
And as he says in the locker, yeah, but.
All right, where do we go? Tell us directions.
You're gonna go down the road, and then you're gonna go up, and then you're gonna say sassafras at the door, and then you're gonna keep on going up, and they'll show you where to go.
Do I have to say it like this?
Sassafras.
Yeah, we'll all say it together just like that. It's gonna be
Sassafras. So you all go down the road and you get to the door and
we all three all five of us go.
I have no confidence that a man who uses sassafras is a password.
It's a terrible password, but we gotta say it either.
Brimstone, it's a terrible password.
Alright, are you guys ready? 3, 2, 1.
Don't they have to ask?
Sassafras. Gosh.
Sassafras.
Do it.
Do over.
3, 2, 1.
Sassafras.
Bestibus was there.
Why did Josh sit?
Bestibus.
He's just caught up in the moment.
So the doors open as you all say that. Like, great harmony.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, Dave.
Do you ever get tired of playing Milana?
Wait, who's Milana?
Milana is the Deathwalker pixie you play in this game right here, Tales from Oxbury.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But yeah, God, it is exhausting.
Wouldn't it be nice to just be the real Amber?
And just, like, take off this death mantle of a character I play?
Yeah.
Just be free.
Talk about food and weird things.
Like ovipositors.
Yes. Check out our podcast, Bringing Owls to Athens. Anywhere you get your podcasts, and look for us on Twitter at Bringing Owls.
You know what's really hard, but I'm going to do it anyway? Self-promotion. That's right. I'm going to talk about Patreon. Geekspective has one, and if you sign up to become a patron, you'll get access to all sorts of cool Geekspective behind-the-scenes action like all of my GM prep for Shapeshift and the Warren of Petalgrove, outtakes, drawings, and more! We even have tiers where you can get some sweet swag or play in a game run by me, Amber. Other than sharing our shows, leaving ratings or reviews, this would be an excellent way to help us out at Geekspective. So if you've been enjoying Geekspective shows and want to help us continue to make more and more cool content, go to patreon.com/Geekspective.
And you go up, as you enter into the Citadel,
Are there many halls with depictions of Atulia's moments in war?
Absolutely.
And stuff that's like that.
Absolutely. Vases.
Paintings, vases, busts, et cetera, et cetera.
Tapestries.
Tapestries. Yeah.
There's even a vase with, about him discovering his monkey, the first, the,
right.
Yes. The first oil monkey.
First greaser.
The first.
Then it gets really weird when we pass the room that has like a bunch of taxidermy monkeys, and it's like, oh.
The hall of the Greasor.
And there's like a giant plaque that says, "May in loving memory of every Greasor, may they forever live in Greece or rest in Greece." There you go.
Yes.
And the Lord said, let it be canon, and it was. And
they're
it was.
All wearing togas.
Again, cut to Brimstone at the open mic stage.
One of them has a monocle.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Of course.
So you go up. There's, all these things. You all nailed it. You finally get up to pretty high up in the Citadel, and you see some light, and you're at that... you get to the room pretty much where the balcony was at. And as you enter, Ultio stands up. He's like, hello there. Fantastic to see you all here.
I literally yawn the minute I walk into the room.
You got to do something about that self-defense test. I don't understand it.
Well, it's not for everyone. It's not everyone is blessed like me. Of course, it's fine. It's fine.
What's the secret behind that? Like, how do you pass a self-defense test? How can you defend yourself if you can't attack anybody? I mean, I don't get that. That doesn't fly with me.
Well, it's quite simple. And he doesn't even snap his fingers. He just puts his hands in positions, and a column of very small fire appears, and he has a spear in his hand, a round shield on its other. And he's like, charge me.
Brimstone will charge him. Sure.
All right.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead.
Brimstone's like, okay. And he does like some like ready movements, like he's about to get him, and he just charges towards him.
Yeah, so you charge towards him, and before you could even make contact, his shield seems to grow. Like there's like an invisible force that's growing. Like the shield itself hasn't got bigger, but it's like there's like all of a sudden just like, almost like a force field growing upon it.
Okay.
And you go to like as you're charging him, you just get flipped over. And you take 1 point of damage.
See, you hurt me. See, how are you supposed to, like, I don't get it. You should even fail your
best offense is a good defense.
That doesn't work because I did, your logic is flawed, but whatever. We'll move on.
It's fine. It's fine. I was still impressed with the retribution. Love it.
Thanks, I suppose. Okay. Now I got to see what that was all about. I really wanted to see what that was all about.
Why are we here again?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to. I want to gauge the person who is a potential enemy or ally, and all so right. This is kind of like a scouting. Yeah,
I think this is our opportunity to pitch him to our separate cults.
Utulio, what do you find the most joy out of life? Like what where do you find joy in life?
Where do I find joy in life? Well, a goddamn good war.
That's it? Just war?
Yeah, you butchered that Conan the Barbarian quote. Butchered it.
I don't know, out of character, I don't even know.
What is best in life?
I think it's best a good war, and also to be in the arena and show all the cheering fans how fantastic I am.
So you're a performer.
Yeah, I get this guy.
Performer of the arts so you of retribution like, and self-defense.
You like to play at war, but you don't actually like real war. Okay.
Okay. You just like to be praised for how shiny your body is.
Oh, he motions
very
like,
shiny.
Thank you. It is.
I mean, the way Brimstone just slid right off of you was really.
Yeah. Yes, you seem to work out a bit.
Brimstone's still wiping the grease off himself. Like, where did this all come
monkey,
from?
Monkey, monkey, where's the monkey?
Yes, the monkey comes and greases the part where, like, as Brimstone had flipped off and, like, grazed his shoulder, he goes up and puts the grease back on.
What if it wasn't like a magical aura, but the grease slid off his body and created this shield aura, and it is just like, oh, gross.
Gross.
We'll have to see another time.
What is it about war that gives you satisfaction?
Well, being able to enact retribution in a grand theater and to ensure that the defenses of the ones you care about are intact.
You know how when you ask somebody to describe a word or define a word and they just keep using the word to define the word? That's kind of what you're doing right now.
I'm getting warning signs right here. We're gonna walk out here, he's gonna introduce us to the crowd and then try and retribute us. These are our new champions. Now I'm gonna kill them. Ha ha.
Utulio,
no, he's not that dumb.
Who would you say inspires you the most? Where do you find inspiration?
I don't remember.
Does he inspire himself?
God, ooh, that Chris. Sounds totally like something he would say. Oh my goodness.
He's got a giant statue of himself in the center of his own room.
Okay, we'll skip this one. Utulio.
It says, what would Utulio do?
He's got bands. Everybody that you've seen so far has had like gold bands on their arms that all said,
What would Utulio do? Nobody fights like Utulio. Nobody.
Oh, like Gaston?
Yes.
He's like, however, I am looking for like an Asterius to my Theseus, if you know what I mean. And he looks to Newak.
No, man, nobody knows.
Like you don't say stuff like that.
I do get the reference.
Yeah. Well,
like you don't like. Come on, man. Like that isn't you want to throw down right now? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I want you to be by my side. I saw.
Asking you,
yeah, I get this. Like I mean, you could really help me out with Monsterville. You're not like much of a monster, but like I dig what you're saying about the defenses and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Come into the next meeting. It's cool. I'll vouch for you.
Are you looking for a business partner?
I am looking for an attaché. And you five, while I may have had some issues to begin with, some of you, you all pass with flying colors in your other ones, and you would be a perfect for my attaché.
What does an attaché do?
Follow me around?
Is it going to be like what this little guy pointing to the monkey is doing?
Oh, no. Grisor could grease you if you wish, though.
No, Grisor does not touch me.
And the monkey, like, picks up the paws, like, excited, and then like, you say no.
No, do not come near me, Grisor.
And it's sad. It just gets a little bit of grease out, and it, like, greases itself.
Like a self-soothing grease.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh. Jeez. I hate this monkey.
You created it.
I didn't create it, did I? I don't know who.
I don't know. Look back on the tape.
I asked for a child.
I believe it was Brother John that said.
John hated a monkey.
Yeah, grease monkey. Yeah.
Grease monkey.
Okay. So, okay, as an attaché, we just follow you around.
You make me look good, and then I really need an attaché for. So it's like a checkbox to become the leader of the Vanguard of Light. And you know, it'd be very cool.
Is he applying to the Twitch partner program? Is that what is happening? Is he needs enough followers?
You see, the Church of Paylor has a lot of requirements. I have to have like 75 people at my audience. I have to stream 12 times over a month.
What is this streaming? You pee in front of your audience?
Yeah, you pee. Yeah, it's a thing. It's weird.
God.
Paylor has some weird requirements.
I have to make announcements before I go.
Okay, so we're supposed to be hype men, essentially.
Hype men, and like if things have to be done, you're there to get things done.
What are the benefits for being your attaché?
You get to look good by my side. You could partake in a future war.
Why do you want to be in charge of the Vanguard of Light? Why don't you do your
own
thing?
These guys are terrible.
Because having the backing, you know, of Paylor and Roe, and I forget, there's someone else.
Huddle up, team.
Okay, yeah. Huddle up.
Yeah, huddle. Huddle.
If we become his attaché, do we get access to the Vanguard of Light if he takes over the Vanguard of Light?
I cannot follow this man around.
It's not happening. Like, I cannot do that.
Newek, he seems to think you'll be, like, the perfect, like...
Murder.
Yeah, but, like...
Murder.
I am the mayor of Monsterville. I cannot be a follower of a human. Okay. Like, that doesn't fly.
Azrael.
Is he wearing armor right now?
He's wearing a toga and, yeah, like, and sandals grease. And grease.
Is his armor class ever going to get better?
Yeah, I like the way Gerlach's thinking. If he wants to be the leader of the Vanguard of Light, he could do it in hell.
You need to be a being of light.
He does kind of seem like a schmuck.
I mean, yes, but like, we would have access to more power.
I don't think so.
I just love the taste of dominion in the air.
I lean back and I go, Tullio, if we are your attaché, would that mean we are also basically second in command to the Vanguard of Light?
Well, I wouldn't say second in command, but you would definitely be part of the Vanguard of Light. You have some, some flexibility in there. But,
could
you know,
we be commanders, the highest ranks of the Vanguard of Light, that could order Vanguard of Light around? Would you grant that upon us?
Under me, of course, right? My word.
Of course. You're the master commander of the Vanguard of Light, and we would just be like, lieutenants or whatever. Okay.
Does he perhaps have any magical items he uses to divest his authority?
Bucket of grease.
I was thinking more, items of office that show his retribution nature that he might use regularly. That are filled with tasty dominion.
Look what you have created, Josh.
It's a greaser.
He wants to kill all of your NPCs for their dominion.
I'm wondering if he has like some artifacts sitting around. Yeah.
Oh,
does he have like a
cool ass sword? Oh, they're beautiful.
So I after I hear that command, so like
Well, you wouldn't really
be high-ranking generals. Perhaps?
You wouldn't really be out there running it. You'd be hanging out with me.
But we could be like asking the Vanguard of Light to bring us things or do things for us.
As long as they're always there for me. But yeah, I could see stuff on the side going on. Sure.
Okay, I'm back in the huddle.
Yeah,
I don't really care for being a part of his attaché.
Yeah, I don't.
Brimstone and Brother John are looking for are understanding between him and us that whatever his future endeavors are, maybe he could be useful to us. Maybe like a sort of allegiance and understanding that we might run into each other in the future is a thing. I don't really want to deal with him if we can get him to be sort of a neutral ally in a sense. That would be beneficial in a way. I don't know. That's kind of what I think.
Because we have so many things going around, it would be nice to have him close to us if he's going to be dealing with the Vanguard of Light. So I don't care if I'm his attaché. Sure, I'll hype him up. Whoa, look at this man. He glistens in the sun and he's so powerful. Wow, amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be her kind of hyping. So I don't care, especially if that means I get to hear him talking with the Vanguard of Light and have access to the Vanguard of Light and all of this other stuff.
Right.
So, I'm talking with Azrael because Azrael's the other conspirer / whatever. Could the Vanguard of Light be useful to us in any way?
I mean, I'm sure they could, but it doesn't seem like we're going to get any power over them really by being his attaché.
Yeah.
And
but if we are friendly with him,
I feel like it would kind of. I'm okay being friendly with him. I just don't want to be his little bitch boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty a little bitch boy to Paylor.
Did I interrupt? Goddamn.
Tongue click.
You better heal yourself because that was a sick burn.
Just to be clear, did he like gesture towards where his shield and his spear are?
He is holding them.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
And he had summoned them when he told Brimstone to charge. They kind of came out of thin air kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to use my...
Dominion Hunter Gerlach. Gerlach going for the Dominion.
I mean, It's a big deal. I cannot do this, you guys. Like, I cannot. I firmly cannot do this.
And murder him. Let us just murder him now.
Earmuffs, Bestibus. Yeah, I think we should kill him right now.
I would like to use my heist and hell ability to figure out where he stores those at so I can go get them afterwards.
Whenever the Godbound wishes to seal something, they immediately get a general idea of its location and how to get to the structure location where it's held. This ability reaches even to other realms, but it can only be used to find objects or persons that are being held or guarded. Things that are merely lost cannot be located. Okay. The Godbound wants to steal a type of thing rather than a specific item. The power directs them to the nearest valid target. I could have been using that on Dominion items a lot. This gift can theoretically target the soul of a mortal imprisoned in hell, but not one resting peacefully in the grave. Yep. The gift cannot be used as a miracle.
But I want to know where those babies came from.
Oh, yeah. They came from another dimension or another plane.
Excellent. And I would know how to get there.
Yeah. It's just a matter of getting there.
Do we challenge him to like a 5-on-1 brawl in front of the arena? Is this how we do this?
Yes.
Or do we just shank him right here? Like,
yeah, I could start like shanking Julius right Caesar now. Style. I'm going to shank him. I'm going first shanking. Eyeballing those magic artifacts there and thinking that I'd like to plant a couple daggers in his neck.
Before we kill him or go for it, before Gerlach starts to do anything, does he seem like a person who knows anything, or is he just literally like a head full of fucking...
Here's the one thing that I'm extremely concerned about. He's the Godbound of self-defense. And the fact that I was fighting armor makes me think that he has a lot of God word abilities to disarm people, which would require us to use effort to prevent us from being disarmed and stuff like that. So the of us that use weapons, yeah, not a problem for you, Mulek, I suppose.
Not a problem for me either.
I give you guys all weapons. It's easy.
I mean, I guess it's no problem for everyone. Anyway,
it's actually no problem for anyone because, like,
I have
Brother John, you punch things. Dad, you can use literally anything as a weapon.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to kill him with a thumbtack.
Nuek can resummon any weapon. I don't use a weapon, and Milana doesn't use a weapon.
Right.
So.
Sucker.
So, for your question.
Yeah, Amber, so I was just trying to get it. Is he an idiot?
Yes.
When it
no.
comes to knowing specifically social stuff, like if he would know stuff about like the four families and all that stuff that's going on, or is really, he just...
we can like just say you kind of prodded that, like not role play it out, but you have a feeling there's something more going on with him than just being a guy that loves to be in the spotlight.
So why do you like war? Like, why are you, I mean, other than that's his domain or whatever, but like, is there a war on the horizon?
Let's say, yes, there's a war on the horizon. If I have anything to do with it.
What strings are you pulling to make this happen?
I can't pull anything until I become the ruler of Vanguard Light.
But obviously you're planning something. So what are you planning to pull?
Fucking idiot, greasy man.
This Milana in her head.
Well,
I feel like if he's as smart as Milana wants to think, he just kind of gives her a coy smile. Like, mm-hmm.
I think he does that to begin with. He's just like,
yeah, okay.
You weren't paying attention this whole time during those trials?
To what?
Hold on a second. I gotta see which one you took.
The black dragon and like the sad men on the ground who I killed?
It would have been St. Azrael and Gray or George.
Do you want to go crusading? Is that what's happening?
I'm going to go kill those black sand bastards and take all their shit.
Wow.
Well, so, I understand where you're coming from.
So. Wow.
I mean, he kills them. I don't know. He's not busy killing us.
I would like to reiterate again. I am absolutely convinced, as Gerlach and me, that eventually he's going to want to kill us.
So my question to him is, yeah. who is truly making these decisions? Is it really him?
Oh yeah, like he yeah,
it's not somebody else, not the Pope, not the
thing. He's entirely self-motivated.
It's not the ghost of Maya Hene. It's not, you know,
that that Tullio, he's a real self-starter, that boy.
Wow.
He is motivated maybe by something in the past that has happened, But
tell me about your tragic backstory, Utilio.
We don't have time for that.
Tells me while you scream,
you know,
and then
I
let
like,
stab
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I have a bad feeling, but let's go ahead and just try to kill him.
I'd love to stab him first.
All right, your first surprise attack is damaged, right, John?
If you attack a surprise target, the attack automatically hits for maximum damage.
Okay. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now we're in it for realsies. Who wants to go first?
Gerlach?
So Gerlach just goes,
stabby, 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 stabby.
Yeah. All right.
This time I actually have to roll to hit, right?
Yep. AC 2.
That is not a hit.
All right.
That is a 7, 6, 13, not 14, 15. Not there.
Is this a new scene, Josh? Real quick. I just,
yeah, it's a new scene. Okay. All right. Who's next?
Murder, murder, murder.
Yeah, I'll take a swing at him.
All right.
Staring on my ass.
What?
Oh, God, that's terrible. No, that's a miss.
Okay. Who's next?
So I'm going to activate both Bloody Vengeance and Furious Counter-Strike on him. And he did do damage on me, that 1 point of damage on me earlier.
That's right.
So I'm going to go ahead and whop him for 4 damage.
So defensive powers are defensive or offensive. So you go to whop him, and yet again, he does the shield thing, and he goes and flips you over for 2 points of damage.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Who's next?
Yes, Rizzard's Wrath. I commit effort so I can use my Frey die to harm him.
Okay, roll that damage.
I rolled a 3.
So that's 1.
And then that was my action, I suppose, because I committed effort for that. Even though I used my Frey die, I committed effort to be able to use my Wizard's Wrath.
No, you can still do something else.
Okay, then I'll do... he took damage, so I guess I'll just try and kill him on the spot.
All right.
Using Reaping...
Reaping Word?
Word, yes. Yep. That's right. An action.
He will use an effort to pass.
Can I use salting away the luck to erase that effort?
No.
Right, did he commit his effort for that?
Yeah. Like I have a effort tracker this time for him.
Okay.
So yes, he has used an effort. Maybe he may have used some other effort as well for some of the powers he's activated himself. Okay. Azrael.
First thing I'll do is I'll flame on, go get my armor back up, and I will spend a commit an effort to try and mind control him, so he has to make a spirit save, or he will immediately become cooperative and all that.
He passed unless Dave does.
Yeah, let's salt that. Change all it right. down to a 7.
Oh,
I don't know if that still passes him.
No, right. That still passes. All right. So I don't have to use it.
Either way, it frees up my effort.
Okay, and then I shook up, take the effort back.
Okay,
and I'm just gonna say before you guys. I'm going to try and do something next round to get rid of his defenses. Okay. So I'll try and go first next time, okay?
Yeah,
do okay.
it. All I right. forgot it was an ability I had until you guys had all already taken your actions. And then it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll see if we survive his 10 action move.
Yeah, that's
or something
the kind of thing
like
he has.
Because he has? It's just kind of a confirmation he can do 10 things?
No, he has 5 attacks.
Okay.
So he's like, oh. Why do you have to come to this? There's nobody watching. This isn't a good show. Do we have to do this now?
His confidence is unsettling.
This is war. He probably gets more powerful in front of an audience.
Probably.
Perhaps. All right, he's going to attack Milana. What's your AC, Milana?
My AC is 8.
Okay, so yeah, that hits. And then this is Gerlach. Gerlach misses.
0.
Milana, second hit. Gerlach misses, and then he will strike Azrael and hits.
So he came after us with 4, with 2 attacks each?
5 attacks. Yeah, 2 attacks for the people that were actually damaged him, and then the person that tried to mind control him. He attacked. So what it looks like, what it really looks like is he takes out he has a spear, and he just spins around. He becomes a spinning dervish for like a second. His damage is a lot. Prepare yourself.
I'm dead.
Amber, take 9 damage.
I'm dead.
You should have max health going into this.
Yeah. Why should I have max?
Because between sessions.
Yeah, between sessions.
Okay. Well, I'm dead. No. I will be dead pretty soon.
Did I hit Gerlach once or no? I forget.
I don't think you touched me.
I hit Azrael once for 6.
Okay.
So yeah, he's swinging this spear around and he's like, give up, blackguards.
Liars. What does that even mean?
For that, I'm going to kill you even more.
Azrael goes first.
Okay, so I'm going to commit effort for the scene, and I can offensively dispel another gift for a round as if with a miracle. I could do that at instant speed. Yeah. So I'm going to dispel his defense gift.
Yep.
So you guys can womp on him for free for a round.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so what does this look like?
So he, like, stabs me with my spear, or with his spear, and it, like, actually, like, cuts blood. And I get some of the blood drops, and I just flick them at him. And then this, as they make contact with his shield, they just turn the shield, like, Nova hot.
Oh, geez. Nice.
And so he has to, like, drop it.
Drop it. Yep, yep, yep. All right. Have at it. AC 5. For this round as well. Who's up?
So did he drop the shield?
He dropped the shield.
Yeah. I take it. I'm going to use a miracle to do the up your sleeve where it just disappears.
Oh, okay, that's your roll.
I don't. So how much effort does a miracle take? I've never done one before.
So one for the access it, and did it take one to use it as well?
Did not.
So this one is it a greater or lesser?
Lesser.
Okay, so this, you used one effort for the day. All right, who's next? You see the shield disappear.
Yeah, so can I clarify one thing real quick? I can do up to three items. So do I have to do a different miracle for each one, or is that...
Is it instant?
Yeah.
So if you have to do it right now.
Okay, I'll just take the shield. Okay.
You might as well take the monkey.
I grabbed the monkey, too.
Yeah. The monkey, too. There you go.
Yeah.
My monkey! Forget,
and the third item's a grease bucket. There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the grease bucket.
And he, in a deep voice, he's like, Grease Sword, no! Yeah.
Grease Sword, no!
So it doesn't actually look like I took it. It's just like it just disappears
almost like slip. Like shadows go, right?
Yep. And it just vanishes.
Yep. All right, who's next?
I'm in.
All right.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to loosen God's teeth with this one where I just roll the damage straight. Do I have to declare ahead of time if I'm using bits to auto-succeed, or how does it – I forget. It's been long. Like I roll my attack, and if it fails, then can I use bits?
Oh, for the advantage? No, you need to declare it prior.
Okay.
You want to get advantage?
Give me bits.
All right, so you get to roll two.
So I'll just roll twice and take the highest?
Yep.
Okay. Oh God, those are both terrible. Jesus. Okay, so salting away the luck.
Yep. So you get one more.
Reroll that one.
Yep.
God damn it! I rolled three times. I got a 3, 4, and 5.
Oh no.
A five plus 7 gets me to 12, but that isn't gonna.
Oh. But you don't have to use the losing God's teeth until you connect, right?
Right. All right. So yes.
Brimstone.
I've got a 3 salted away.
I give him a good pop on the head for a 4 damage. Yeah,
and he hits you back as well. For three?
Yep. Oh, no.
Can we go back and forth? Do they just trigger over and over on each other?
If it's a normal attack. If it's a normal attack. When you are hit by a normal attack and suffer damage. So I think it has to be a normal attack by his initiative.
I would say that does not count as normal. Okay, cool. Although that would be cool.
Three damage, you said?
3 damage back, yeah. So you go and pop him, and he's like, I guess with his free hand, like, punches you back since you're up close.
Is that like a gift of his, too, or something?
It is his retribution word.
I'm going to... How many coin do I have right now?
10.
I have 10. Yeah. So if I wanted one effort, how much coin would I use? 5. Is that right?
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and waste 2 effort. I have 1 effort left, and I'm going to use 5 coin to use 1 effort to do this instant miracle. I'm going to give Mantle of Nemesis to him, which nullifies that ability. Shit. And it's for the rest of the scene.
You guys. So. All right.
Because I don't want him beating up on everybody so fast. So I only have no effort for the day or until the scene's over.
You do have 5 more bits to get.
I know. I have, if I need it, but then that'd be a miracle and I have to pick something that doesn't require effort extra, you know?
I'm going
to
do Frey Die.
Yep.
My Frey Die.
Yep.
And I rolled a 2.
So 1 damage.
And then I'm going to try to do Reaping Word again. So we'll make a hardiness saving throw.
He passed, and I'll use an effort. He failed, and I'll use an effort.
How much effort does this dude have?
Jeez. 10. You've used 4 of it. He's used 2 of it for himself for his activating now that are useless, and he's used 2 to resist so far.
Okay.
It's my turn. He kind of effed 2 out of his 3 words. He's going to attack everyone that effed him.
You could kill him, Moana. Yeah, he could kill me because I only have 5 hit points.
I'm just going to go all around. Azrael, your AC?
2.
So hit. Brimstone, 1.
1, yep.
Miss Moana?
8.
Hit.
Dead. Bye, guys.
Gerlach, hit.
Can't you go like Super Saiyan mode?
Newak, hit. So 6 to Azrael. 6 to Moana.
Dead.
2 to Gerlach. 3 to Newak. As he just is a whirling dervish right now.
I do get an instant attack on him, by the way.
He didn't hit you, though?
Oh, wait. He did roll an attack to me, though, correct?
Yes.
Let me see here. Commit effort of scene for those scene whenever you are hit. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Yep.
So, Milana, you can't Super Saiyan to come back or just lay there. Your choice.
How much does it cost to come back?
So when you Super Saiyan, you get to be up back living with an additional point of effort for as many rounds as you have levels. And your hit points are, I forget, half?
Half.
Yeah.
So I'm up to 8 hit points. I have to use what effort?
You get an additional point of effort.
You don't use any effort.
We're level three right now?
Yep. So for 3 levels, you'll be able to.
Okay.
So as long as you don't drop again, if you drop again, I forget.
Can Moana move out of spear range?
Yeah, you could probably do that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all yours turn now.
I mean, I'll do Reaping Word. I'll do Fray and fly Reaping
away.
Word.
Yep.
I'll fly away, but I'm going to do Reaping Word and the Fray Die at the same time. Like,
give me that.
Damn, so 5 for the Fray Die.
All right.
And then I'll try to do Reaping Word again on him.
Yes, he has another effort.
Okay, good.
I would like to touch his spear.
No, let me go.
Okay, go. Let Azrael go.
I'm going to deactivate his defensive ability again.
Oh, right.
I have to do it every round.
Yeah.
And then for my action, I'm going to... I looked it up. Purity of Brilliant Law is an instant. I don't think it's not actually an action.
Ability. Okay.
So I'm going to heal everybody for a D6 plus my level.
Ooh.
Using my fertility.
Do you need to use that ability now that his shield is gone?
Josh says it'd be a good idea.
Okay. You can always see what happens.
I heal everybody for 7.
Whew. Okay.
Okay.
Feeling fresh.
What is that?
I was only down 3, so there.
Do I get an extra? Do I get an extra?
Somebody else take from above my max? 4.
No, it's called a second spring.
Oh.
I had to commit effort for the day.
Can I touch his spear now?
Sure. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to use my miracle again and grab it. If I touch his spear, I can take it away also.
Okay, so I think you probably need to do a touch attack. So let's do that. His AC is 5.
And I got a +6. I'm going to move
AC is surprisingly low.
He doesn't have a shield.
Yeah, he doesn't have a shield.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
I rolled a 13 plus 6 is a 19. Plus 5, yeah, 24.
Yeah, so you're able to touch the spear if you wish.
And I'll use another effort to make sure I don't want to...
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I just blink.
God damn. Okay, who's next?
Me.
I want to bop him for 4 points first.
And then yeah, you bop him for 4.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, Newak.
I'm so mad at this.
I like how I'm just describing it as bopping because I'm imagining Brimstone just being yeah. just like this fights anticlimactic. Okay.
Yes, hit him easily. All right, now loosening God's teeth, and that rolls a D12.
And you get to add your +4 to it.
+4, straight.
Do you want to take advantage on this roll?
Honestly, didn't see the roll. So, yes. How many bits did that take?
3.
Yeah. I will do that. I will just take the bits, roll two, and take the highest. God, even that's not great. I got a 2 and a 3.
Oh.
So it's 7 points.
That's still a lot.
No, I mean, it's still pretty good.
Yeah, like I can only do 4 max. So, you know, that's pretty impressive to Brimstone. He's like, whoa.
It just, it could be such a massive thing.
Yeah.
Like the max is 16 points, which is just catastrophic.
Yeah, if you were to 16, he would have died instantly. So yeah, you just smash into him. He has no equipment. He has nothing. And you just line him up straight in the gut.
I think before he dies, we should point out that we killed Maya Hennay, just so he knows.
I guess, yeah. I mean, if you want to.
Salted the wound.
If you want to, what was your name, Greg? Or yeah, George?
George.
If you want to, George.
I killed Maya Hennay.
He literally can't do anything. So he is going to run and jump off the balcony.
Theseus, you don't get to do that shit.
Can I grapple him before he even gets a chance to do that? I mean, I have alacrity. He's retribution and shit. Like, I'm fast. I'm probably faster than him when I think about it.
Right. I guess this is where action economy is weird. Sure, you can go, since you're faster. Yeah, you can go. So he goes. He's about to
If you really pushed it, Josh, because like if you just didn't give it to me, I would say, well, then I use my bits and activate Pursuit of the Fury, and I just get him anyways.
Yep.
You know?
Or. Yeah, so you get something that I've never done before.
Oh,
yes.
I could reweave time so that goes back to the top of the order. He's back where he's at. Yeah, he trips and does something, and he's still here.
We think he has any effort left.
Oh, he has effort.
Yeah,
he has effort. He has like 3 left.
5.
I could also make it so he's in a position where he cannot escape if I reweave time.
That's right.
So.
You could reweave time to make me lose my initiative, or pretty much lose my turn, Amber.
Yeah, so I'm going to commit effort for the day, and like since I got that another one for going Super Saiyan, I'm going to reweave time. This is my assassin's eye. So you see her, one of the eyes behind the veil starts to glow green.
Hmm.
And it's like, he's like, nobody else really realizes it. Like, only Milana really understands what's happening. But he basically rewinds back in, and he is now... I make him prone on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what could bind him in place.
That could be rugs or whatever.
Yeah,
his strappy sandals.
Take all this. His strap sandals are tied together. His tapestry is weaved around him like a burrito.
Yeah,
and he's there prone on the ground.
Yeah,
I sure would like to murder him.
So as he winds up here, like this will be parts of my turn. I'm not going to do any actions. He's like, why? Why are you going to? Why am I like this? If you didn't want to be my attache?
No, idiot.
It's not too late to be a part of my attache. He says,
it's a good play on his point. Yeah, I give him credit for that.
Your mere existence is repulsive to us.
You need to be murdered.
Much like how Maya Hene's existence was repulsive to us.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say repulsive, but I just find him disagreeable. You know, that's a strong word there, you know, Meg. That's a pretty strong word.
No, I think she's right. I'm not, actually, you know what, guys? I got a big reveal here. I'm not Big Bull. My name is Newek, Godslayer.
What?
Yes, me. I am Newek Godslayer because I have slain so many gods.
Name one god you've slain, Newek.
I slained Maya Hennay. Me.
What?
Yes, Theseus, no. It was me.
You.
And now we will slay you as well.
I'd sure like to murder him.
Yes, yeah.
You could have been my Asterius. We could have killed the Armarians together.
No, we were like
the Armarians before?
Theseus kills the Minotaur, bitch. Like, you know this.
We're partners. I'm confused as to why he brought up the Armarians. I specifically asked him about the 4 families, if he has any strings pulling and knowledge of those and social stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he blurts this out as clearly as like the GM. I'm saying you all could just execute him right now. Like, he has plenty of hit points to go more rounds if we wanted, but
it feels like this is an opportunity to be like, you can at any point just be like, thunk. But he also just dropped, we could have killed the Armorians together.
Where's your dominion at? Where is it?
Fine, whatever.
Where do you keep your dominion?
Where do you keep your
What's
dominion?
The combination of the safe?
Yeah, I'd like to give him a second smile.
Oh.
We could have killed the army.
That's
yeah.
fine. Whatever.
And then he can't come back unless I release him, so.
Oh, a second smile. I get it now.
Yeah. Okay, like, yeah. doesn't smile at him twice.
No.
That's what I thought originally, but I'm
sorry.
For Matthias and one for Gerlach.
I thought that was clear enough. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that wasn't common parlance in murder.
I'm just not hip with all the cool slang.
All the murdery. All the murdery slang.
Yeah.
I'll explain it later. So what I meant when I said a second smile was because if you look at the, and it kind of, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Mind you, but.
I get it.
If Moana has, if Moana wants to make a play here, go for it. You've got like a round before you die again.
No.
Well, she's been healed now. Does she really die now?
Oh, yeah, you won't drop anymore. It's fine. Yeah.
Nope, he's dead. He decided to hold his information right to the end, and I'm not going to stop Gerlach.
Stabby.
All right, and with that, I think the camera pulls away, and we just see all this blood is kind of pour onto this nice, you know, stone floor.
Yeah, and over the edge of the balcony.
Yep.
Can we write retribution in red? I'm just, you know, retributed. I don't know.
Who was if. If Gerlach didn't steal the monkey, I would have been like, and you see the monkey sitting there sad, like, oh no.
I can let the monkey go now.
I guess. Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to chow down?
No.
I think
make it very sad, like the monkey's trying to put grease over his wounds, like trying to save his life. Like,
no, poor I think Greaseor will be a nice companion for Jem.
Yeah. Grease up
Gem, just like slather it. Ugh, gross.
So does the shield and the spear contain dominion?
So I was thinking y'all can get your monthly dominion and an additional dominion on top of that.
It is important to Nuek that if the spear gets destroyed during this dominion suckage, or if it is something that Nuek can resummon.
I think the thing that would have the most dominion is his shield. So I think you get the dominion from his shield, and then yeah, you could keep the spear around if you like.
The dominion.
I mean, as long as I like stab someone with it, I can get it back. I just if it is honestly a magical spear that does cool shit, then awesome. If it's just a spear that he was using powers to make cool,
it's like magical, but it's. It's not really anything.
It's not an artifact.
No.
Okay.
Actually, so Gerlach, you get an additional 2 dominion. Nuek gets an additional 2 dominion. Azure gets an additional 2 dominion. Brimson gets an additional 3 dominion. And Milana gets an additional 2 dominion. So you got that one plus that.
So I originally, and I'm assuming everybody, had 6, but I have 0 free because of all of our shit we're doing.
Yep.
So yeah, now I will have a total of 9 with 3 free.
Yep. And I guess with that, with all this dead Utulio, yet another one of my friends crumbles to the floor as ashes. And we'll have to see what happens next time.
Ooh.
Thanks for watching, listening, or playing. You can find me on Twitter at EvilDMJosh, and you can find a whole bunch of other great shows because we just keep adding more that are really good and having others just come back online at geekspective.com. Where can they find you, Brother John?
I'm Brother John, and you could find me, but why would you want to?
Sweetheart.
You can find me at Twitter, Monochrome Guy. Twitter at Monochrome Guy or at That Drawer. Mm-hmm. One of those two. That's it.
How about you, Amber?
Yes, Twitter at Rocket Orca. Also, all of the podcasts at geekspective.com. I do everything. Go there. I'm tired because tomorrow here on Twitch I am running 2 games, Ryutama for Book of Summer, which is on Shapeshift, my podcast, and also The Warren of Petal Grove, another game that I am running uses the Warren.
What about you, Dave?
Oh, hi, it's your friend Dave. It's been a while.
But if you want me on Twitter, it's at Steady Minotaur. If you want somebody else on Twitter, I don't know their address.
That's right. Chris, thanks for playing.
Thank you. My name is Chris, and I have no Twitter.
You, but it was nice to have you back in the hot seat there, Chris.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like
you. Yeah, whoever you are, thanks for playing.
John.
Can I be the least? I don't mind being the least. That would be fine. Crossways GM, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's it.
Cool. After that, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.